T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Mix 106.5. I do feel like you're a little bit of a cheater, Jess.
And why is that? And can we preface that I have no idea what we're about to talk about?
Nope, because I couldn't give you a heads up. Because last week I did, and I felt like you took advantage of the situation.
Really?
Sunday was National Tongue Twister Day. Okay? And later on in Friday's show, what we did was we did something called the Kramer and Jess Tongue Twister Off.
How would I have cheated?
Because what I did was I gave, basically it was Jess and I going back and forth to see who could knock out the most tongue twisters. The problem was, is that Jess was the one that picked out the tongue twisters, so she had the chance, and I gave her like 30 minutes. She had the chance to go through and to like read through them and to have like a heads up on the ones that were coming. I was literally just handed a piece of paper.
That's not
or an
true.
Email that was like, here's some tongue twisters, just go. I didn't pre-read them. I had nothing. I felt like it was an unfair advantage.
That's not even what happened. I literally found a random list. I copy and pasted. You're mad because you lost.
I lost bad. I would like to challenge you to a rematch, Jessica, of what we call the Kramer and Jess Tongue Twister Off. Tongue Twister. Tongue Twister Off.
Are you kidding?
I feel like it was unfair.
So you got to look at these then.
I'll tell you, I did not. I literally went to a website, okay, just copy tongue twisters. I then put them on, just put it on a piece of paper, printed them out, okay? And I let Jess choose which piece of paper she wanted. I have not read through these at all. I can promise you that. This is completely legit.
I did not cheat. You just lost.
Well, then let's see how
we
do.
So we can play again.
It's 1-3. I'll even let you go first. Open up your tongue twisters, and here we go with our tongue twister off for Friday morning. Jess?
Okay, go first.
Yep.
Okay. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peek of peck... No!
Nope, there she goes.
No!
My go?
Fine.
Ice cream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream. Give me a point. Thank you very much.
Okay, easiest one on the planet.
Well, let's hear you next round.
Fine. I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop. Where she shines, she sits, and where she sits, she shines.
Very nice. Okay, well done. We're doing a round 2 rematch for National Tongue Twister Week for the Kramer and Jess Tongue Twister Off.
Because someone is sad.
Tied 1-1. Okay. Here we go. Betty Butter bought a bit of butter, but she said, this bit of butter's bitter. But a bit of butter, butter mixed with this butter. No, I guess.
No.
All right, Jess, back to you.
Okay. If one doctor doctors another doctor, then which doctor is doctoring the doctor? Doctor, does the doctor who doctors the doctor doctor the doctor the way the doctor he is doctoring the doctors? Or does he doctor the way the doctor who's doctors the doctors?
I don't have it in front of me to tell this right or wrong, but you, damn it, you did it. You did it convincing.
No,
very nice.
I literally did that. Go.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, he would chuck, he would, as much as he could, and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would. If a woodchuck could chuck wood. Thank you very much.
That was good.
We're going into sudden death, Jess. Here
okay,
we go.
Okay, fine. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't very fuzzy wuzzy.
God, that was beautiful.
I know.
All right, if I mess this one up.
I win again.
Here we go. I thought a thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought I thought I thought. If the thought I thought I thought had been the thought I thought, I wouldn't have thought so much.
Fine.
Jessica?
This is it?
Go.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Here we go, here we go. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a cup of coffee from a proper coffee pot. Tin coffee pots and iron coffee pots, they're no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. Say something!
All right, if I mess this one up, she's the winner. Here we go. We're doing the Kramer and Jess tongue twister off for Friday morning. Here we go. She sells seashells down by the seashore, and oh my
no,
God.
No, Jess I win.
Is our winner. There she goes. She is the winner officially. There you go. The Kramer and Jess.
Why am I sweating?
That was so nerve-wracking.
That is so stressful.
I've been doing radio for 15 years, and nothing makes me more anxious than having tried to get that one right. I will give you the win.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy Friday. Happy National Tongue Twister Week.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
I can't find our intro, Jess.
Uh-uh. Oh, no,
here it goes.
Didn't.
I mean, it's like literally we just got it, and now I can't even find it.
Wait, play it, though. It's my favorite.
I know. Well, technically, the show doesn't start. It starts right now.
You ready? WMFC1 Baltimore. Time to turn it up.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Initiating in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready?
Now.
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5. And on your phone with radio.com.
Hello.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
We're proud to be that too, by the way.
Woo!
We don't take that lightly. It's a
it
big
feels like Friday, doesn't it?
It does, man. We appreciate you making us your morning show, by the way, too. It's a lot of morning shows in this city, gotta be honest with you. They don't live here. It's real talk.
He ain't wrong.
I'm not trying to throw shade. I'm just trying to throw facts on Friday.
No, we are throwing shade. I'll say it like it is.
It's Factual Friday.
Factual Purple Friday, baby.
It is Purple Friday, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Got to get that going here in a second, too, man. Hey, thanks for joining the show. This is the 6 o'clock club. We just say thank you so much for being up with us first thing in the morning. I consider us like a little group, a little community.
Yes.
Anybody that's up before the sun, we'd like to just give you a shout out. If you're driving to work this morning, maybe coming home from work, those third shifters, just shoot us a text and just let us know who you are. You can give yourself a nickname so we can always, because we'll never forget your nickname.
Yeah.
Like Johnny E, who I think has moved to some other third world country. It doesn't get
leave that man
radio.com.
alone. He has been there for us
Johnny
since
is
day one.
He's in my heart.
So if he is busy, give him some time.
All right, who's up with us this morning, Jess?
Good morning, Steph Rowe, Queen Pam. Tiny Tina has given us nicknames.
Oh, what about
she's calling you Studman Steve, and
hey,
she's calling me Jazzy Jez. Hey. I like that, Tiny Tina. Thank you, girl. Flagman, Mr. Spicy, Juan, Lisa, Motormouth, DJ Marty Mar, and Summer's Time. Ooh, I like that.
I love y'all, man. I love that. Yeah, so it's not only just a Friday, but it's a Purple Friday here in the city of Baltimore. So let's get this going over here. Coronavirus.
Hey, you better not even play around that.
Do we know who it is?
No.
They still haven't announced who it is.
It doesn't matter. Leave them alone.
I think it does matter.
No, it doesn't.
I want to send my well wishes to that person that has the coronavirus. And that news broke about, 9 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah,
so.
Like 9 a.m. It's okay. We're going to be fine. Everything is good.
Big game this week, Jessica.
Yep.
It is a big game.
Patriots, Sunday, 8:20 p.m. And the Patriots suck.
So, okay, there we go.
We do not like them.
We'll get the flock line going right now. If you're part of the Ravens flock, we just want you to call our flock line and cheer these guys on so we can put you up on the radio here in just a couple of minutes. Jess, what kind of messages are we looking for from the 6 o'clock club on the flock line? I'll give you the number here in a second.
Okay, yeah. So if you just wanted to call in, you could just say something like, go Ravens!
Yep.
I love the Ravens! I'm here for you, Raid or Sean! You can count on my support. I love you, Patriots fans! Y'all are whack. And then he could be like, love you, bye.
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 You get in it with bye.
Bye.
Last week, I feel like there wasn't a lot of trash talking going on. That's really my favorite part of the Flock Line.
Yeah, that's my favorite part, too.
So if you want to call us, 877-9-RAVENS. 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 And let's get the boys pumped up for the big game this weekend as we get the Baltimore top three going in a couple of minutes, too.
With new COVID cases surging in Maryland, there's a lot of changes taking place in the state depending on where you live. We'll get you updated next right here on Mix.
Happy Friday, the 13th, which is a weird thing to say, but we're glad you're here. Text us, too, so we can give you a shout-out, okay?
Mix 106.5, it's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number three.
In a press conference held yesterday, Governor Larry Hogan said he will not wait on changing restrictions day by day in response to the pandemic.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Might we have to take more restrictive actions over the coming, weeks or months? Absolutely, we might.
The state's goal is to keep as much of the economy open as possible, and the governor has not added new restrictions as of now, but he will if he has to.
That was the same. That's a clip I had for that one. Sorry.
Oh.
We didn't plan that audio out very well.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's all right.
It's all right.
Baltimore City reduced indoor dining capacity and maximum capacity at retail and religious facilities, gyms, and personal services to 25%. Gatherings are limited to 10 people, and face coverings are required at all times in public. Prince George's Counties is keeping an eye on hotel rooms being rented for parties for young people. Harford County's new restrictions are different from the others as they close government buildings and suspend recreational activities, but have no new impact on bars and restaurants. In Carroll County, public schools still plan to continue with a hybrid learning model while monitoring the spread of COVID in the community.
On the COVID front, I saw an article from CNN that came in late last night about basically if you're going to do Thanksgiving, you got to start quarantining now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be your 14-day window. So it's crazy, man.
Number two.
There's a new mask policy at Costco that went into they just announced this yesterday. The store is dropping its medical exemptions and is now requiring all customers to wear face coverings. Costco had a mask policy in effect since May, but it allowed an exemption for members who had a medical condition. This is no longer the case, and the new policy will go into effect on Monday. Costco said the move is to provide a safer environment for all employees.
That's probably smart, yeah.
Number one.
With the Super Bowl being a little less than 3 months away, they've finally announced who will be performing during the halftime show. The Weeknd has been selected to headline the 2021 Pepsi Super Bowl 55 halftime show on CBS. The singer posted on social media and said, "We all grow up watching the world's biggest acts playing at the Super Bowl, and one can only dream of being in that position. I'm humbled, honored, and so excited to be the center of that infamous stage this year." Jay-Z's Roc Nation is once again producing this year's halftime show, and they selected The Weeknd as the halftime artist because he has shown extreme uniqueness in his sound. Super Bowl 55 takes place at the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida, Sunday, February 7th.
I mean,
what?
I like The Weeknd, okay? I think he's a talented guy.
Uh-huh.
Not one of my favorite artists, but I think he's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know about a Super Bowl halftime show. When I think of, like, hype, because when I think of halftime show, I think of, like, hype. You put J-Lo, Shakira, got it. No questions there. This would be the equivalent of putting, like, a Nickelback on stage.
So
you know?
I don't agree with you at all. I think maybe a lot of people like you have that assumption about The Weeknd, but I...
Are you his publicist?
No, because he's such an underrated artist. Like, his performances are crazy.
Have you seen him in concert?
I have. I've watched a ton of performances
like
of him on YouTube.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. No, like, his album is, like, one of the best albums of the year.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying I don't see him as, and I like his songs. It doesn't, like, get me hype. Like, I'm not like, yeah, blind in light.
You have to listen to the album. I know you've only listened to that, like, one song.
You don't know what I've listened to.
Yes, I do. I'm with you like 24/7.
Oh, that's true.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
You're like, you don't get a second away from me, so there's no way. All right, get your text in, 410-583-1065. Let's do some diamonds now.
Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. Good morning to our 6 o'clock crew. Carrie is so very Uncle Coco.
Hey.
That's cool. Cassie and Harper. Eric the Carpenter. Stacy is celebrating her birthday tomorrow.
Hey,
happy
Stacey.
Early birthday to you.
Yeah.
Amanda, hugs and kisses from her. Big E and Glen Burnie. Darlene, Cheyenne, Jamie. Good morning. Oh, and Ellen.
Well, hey, guys, up this morning. 410-583-1065. We get your name on the radio here in a second. Jess, I want to give you a story to fuel your fire. Jess, there's only one thing that Jess hates in this world. She loves everything.
Yeah.
Kittens, puppies, and nothing really upsets Jess except for online shopping. Drives her crazy. She doesn't trust people to, like, get the right stuff. Like, when it comes to, like, the deliver to your home aspect of, like, you know, like a food delivery or a grocery store delivery, Jess hates that concept. She wants to go do it herself.
I know. I don't know if it's because I have trust issues, but online anything gives me anxiety.
So I try to always tell great stories about my online experiences. Yesterday, though, man, I got burned.
Tell me.
I got a coupon from Instacart.
Nope. I don't trust
Jess,
coupons.
It was $15. Nope. It was 15 off an order of like a 30 or something. So I was like, that's pretty good,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. They tell you and then you put in the code and it just doesn't happen.
No, that wasn't the code that was the problem. So Wegmans, by the way, I think it's a fantastic grocery store, but they don't have one near me down in Fells Point. Oh. So I don't want to go all the way down there, but I realized that it was on Instacart. So I'm like, all right, cool. Let me just order, because the only thing that I like from Wegmans, I think is just fire.
What?
Is their ginger sparkling water. So good. It's like ginger ale without the calories. It is so good.
You're so bougie when it comes to sparkling water.
I know.
Anytime we go anywhere, this man always gets sparkling water.
And Wegmans got the best one of the whole entire country I've ever tasted in my whole entire life.
That's cool.
So I decided I was going to order just some random stuff I needed and 4 cases
of the stuff.
Of the sparkling water. So, you know, put my order in, 2 hours, it's going to be there. Great. Stuff gets there. What's missing?
The one thing that you wanted.
The only thing I really wanted from Wegmans.
And they don't even tell you. They just show up and they're like, sorry, we don't have it.
I checked my receipt and said, oh, sorry, I was out of order, so we didn't get it for you. Like, what
exactly.
is the only thing I wanted?
Exactly.
It's the only thing I wanted.
That's why I have trust issues with that stuff. They don't even give you a warning.
You could have at least called me.
Yeah.
You know, we could have talked about this first.
So you're emotionally prepared for that disappointment, because that is the worst.
I was so excited.
Thing
my taste
on the
buds
planet.
Are still just like tingling, trying to feel that sparkling water this morning. But no, it's been ripped away from me. That's fine.
See, this is why.
There's worse things in the world in 2020, I guess. Mm. Anyway, the weekend, you know, is going to be in the Super Bowl, and he's on Mix now. And I know
she'll Kramer and Jess, Charm City Secrets.
On Mix 106.5.
Charm City Secrets for your Friday morning is, what is that cuss word that your child knows, okay? Mm. And, you know, don't feel like a bad parent. It happens to everybody.
Yes.
410-583-1065. You can call us or you can text us. Give us that cuss word that your child knows, please.
Well, she was 18 months, and of course she didn't know any better, but she was trying to open the door and reach for a fork, and she goes, I want a, and said the F word. And my husband and I looked at each other, and she repeated it, the sentence.
No.
And her sister, who was 9 at the time, was like, Mom, she said the F word. And I'm like, doesn't know what it means.
Now, was she saying the word fork, or was she definitively saying the F word?
I don't think she was saying it on purpose.
Of
she
course.
Just couldn't say fork.
Yeah.
Did
and
you?
She couldn't say fork for the longest time. And we just said, from now on, just open the drawer and point to what you want.
Yeah.
Before you go to a restaurant, they're like, can I get you something? She's like, ma'am, yes.
That was a bad thing. Well, usually at a restaurant, they would just bring it up.
I would hope
yes.
so. But just don't ask for that utensil. You're fine. Thank you so much for that story. That's funny.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Bye.
Listener Jen just texted us, and she said when her daughter was 2 years old, who is now 16, she had a little backpack on and she was trying to walk down the stairs, but the backpack was bigger than her body, so it kept kind of like hitting the stairs.
Yeah.
And so every time she would say, D-word, D-word, D-word. And so her husband looked at Jen and said, you know that's your fault, right?
It has to be. Then you go back and forth, like, who was the one? Like, who said it, right? Kathy from Severn, we want to know the cuss word that your child knows.
There it is.
Wow. Most people are saying the B word, but not Kathy.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's fine. Hey, so how do you know your child knows this word?
We were watching Friends, the TV show Friends.
Yes.
And they throw that word around a lot.
Yeah, they do.
On that show.
They do.
And so we were sitting on the couch, and I said, hey, Jake, would you mind getting your mommy a Coke? And he said, sure thing, bitch.
No. No, no. Wait, how old was he, Kathy, when he said that to you?
He was four. No. He's much older now, but he was four.
That made me laugh out loud.
Oh my God.
What did he just say? And he just didn't know.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah, he thought he was being cool. Like, you're his friend. You're his mom.
My God. Exactly. That one was funny. That made me laugh out loud. Jeez.
Yeah, we still laugh about it now.
I bet. So. I'm going to laugh about that for years now, I feel like. Every time I watch Friends, I'll be like, remember that one time I get that call, Jess?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Sure, anytime.
She's saying, my child doesn't necessarily know a cuss word, but there's one time that I thought that she was asleep. And my husband and I were together, and the term that she learned from that moment is not cute. Not cute to repeat. Next on Charm City Secrets. Hang on. Good morning, Jen from White Marsh. Happy Friday.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. What is that cuss word that your child knows?
So he said the D word after the Super Bowl one year after watching it with my husband and his friend. I think he picked, it up from them, but he went to the grocery store the next day and he ran ahead of me and turned around and said, come on, D-I-C-K.
In
front of everyone.
Wow, that D-word. That D-word. I thought it was the D-A-M or M-M and we're okay. Wow.
No, when the cashiers all had their mouths wide open.
I bet they did.
And he's like 3 years old.
I bet they did.
Yeah,
wow,
he was three.
That's really funny. Thank you for sharing that with us.
No problem. Have a good day.
410-583-1065.
We have a text from the 443, and she said, just recently we were going through my daughter's Halloween candy, and someone gave her an eraser, and she held it up. She's four, by the way, and said, look what the F they gave me.
Wow. She's how old?
She's four.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow. Hey, Casey from Anne Arundel County. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I love you. I love your station.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you.
Thanks for saying that.
You're welcome.
We want to know the cuss word that your child knows.
Well, it's not necessarily a cuss word. It's more of a situation that is kind of border inappropriate. But long story short, we have a three-year-old, and, she has some sleep issues. Sometimes she wakes up in the middle of the night and, can't go back to sleep because she's scared. And so we just set up a little day bed in our room, and she doesn't always sleep with us, but usually when she falls asleep, she's out like a rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a couple weeks ago, we were kind of feeling it. We had a couple glasses of wine, and my husband looked really cute that night. Long story short,
that day.
One thing led to another.
Okay, we're all on the same page here, right? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was whispering, but I was saying, some seductive stuff.
Okay.
And then the next day, she walks up to me and she's like, "Hey, I want you to pull my hair." And I'm like, "What?" And
then I realized
she had heard me saying that to my husband.
No.
Oh my God.
But she's like thinking it's like a phrase. Funny.
Oh no.
And,
so you think she's dead asleep.
It's been a consistent thing in the last few weeks, and I don't even know how.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
So you think she's like dead asleep during this rendezvous?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh yeah, she was snoring.
Yeah, mom is just having fun over here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but little did you know, she learned a new activity, phrase, hair pulling. That is very uncomfortable. Okay. Charm City Secrets this morning. Thank you for your phone call. It is a Purple Friday here in the city of Baltimore, meaning we got to kick off the Ravens flock line. Get these boys ready next with Kramer and Jess on Mix. Okay, Jess is so right. Give her credit for this. I'm like, yeah, we're going to get the boys ready after this song. Yeah, Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, like what?
That was bad musical planning. I'm trying to get everybody ready for Purple Friday. Instead, I play Lewis.
The saddest
I feel
song
like he is
ever.
Like my nemesis on Lewis. Not on Purple Friday, Lewis. Instead, we'll do this. Let's go.
Come on.
Hey.
Hee hee.
Hee.
Hee. It's Friday.
Let's go.
Hey.
Yup. You know what we do on Purple Fridays, right? We are saying, listen, there are no cheerleaders right now. It is kind of our responsibility as the city to get the boys in purple ready.
It's all right.
We got a big game coming up on Sunday, Jess.
8:20 p.m. New England Patriots. God, you know, they just annoy me.
They're cheaters.
They're cheaters. We'll say it.
They're cheaters.
We'll say it on record.
And if they win one more Super Bowl, I'm going to cry.
No, so, don't let them.
No, instead, so what we're going to do is, like, listen, it's a tough game. So what we need you to do, if you're part of the Ravens flock, like, if you got purple on right now, if you, like, bleed the color purple, then we need you to call our Ravens flock line. Let me give you the number, 877-9-RAVENS, 877-9-RAVENS. And basically, you are the pep rally for this city.
Yes.
I don't care if you're young, if you're old, if you're black, white, purple, green, blue. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
You better be calling the Ravens flock line and getting them ready. You want to check the messages, Jess?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Nicole. I'm calling from Randallstown. I'm such a huge Ravens fan. All my family and friends know they cannot cross the threshold to my house on game day without some type of Ravens gear on. Let's go, Ravens! Yes.
That's what we want.
That's what Friday feels like in this city, man.
My name is Maris. I'm 4 years old. Go Ravens up.
Go Ravens go!
Go Ravens go!
That's all we need, right?
I'm 4. Bye.
877-9-RAVENS to get on the flock line today.
My name's Adam. I'm from Glen Burnie, and go Steelers!
Oh, woo! Hell,
Ravens! Oh. I'm all for the Steelers this year. Let's go Steelers!
Oh, he's gonna call again.
Bye, everyone. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, and happy Yellow Friday.
Oh, stop it, Adam! I swear to you, he did this again. Adam, listen to me. I'm speaking to no one else but Adam right now.
Directly,
I swear to you, if you ever disrespect this city on Purple Friday again, I will personally come to your workplace and start a scene.
That's all we ask. They infiltrate the flock line sometimes.
Like, stop it!
That's why we need you to call in. 877-9-RAVENS, our buddy Priestley from the afternoon show. I think he's one of the best people on the flock line.
He's also one of the best people on the planet.
He gets it, man.
What's up? Let's go, Ravens! Welcome from the Priestley Family Studio, Parker makes noise! For more, you got this. Come on, boys. I don't even know. Is Ingram coming back yet? We need Ingram back on the field. Let's go, Ravens! You can do this. Patriots, get him out of here! Just make sure the balls are inflated extra big. Oh, wait, he's not even quarterback for that team anymore. Anyway, let's go, Ravens!
Yeah, man. That's what we're talking about. Come on, get on this. 877-9-RAVENS. Put that number on your phone, because every Purple Friday we're doing this. 877-9-RAVENS.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number 3.
Governor Larry Hogan reminded us that COVID cases in Maryland are spiking.
This is a press conference from yesterday afternoon.
We are experiencing an out-of-control spike across the United States. And we are seeing widespread community transmission here in Maryland.
The governor also reiterated that the state's goal is to keep as much of the economy open as possible. And in order to do that, if he does need to implement even more restrictions, he will.
Might we have to take more restrictive actions over the coming, weeks or months? Absolutely, we might.
Maryland's counties and Baltimore City have started imposing their own new restrictions. Baltimore City reduced indoor dining capacity and maximum capacity at retail and religious facilities, gyms, and personal services to 25%. Gatherings are limited to 10 people and face coverings are required. Prince George's County is keeping an eye on hotel rooms being rented for parties for young people. Harford County's new restrictions are different from the others as they close government buildings and suspend recreational activities. Carroll County Public schools still plan to continue with the hybrid learning model as well.
I mean, it's going to keep going like this, especially the holidays, you know? We're going to get head down one path and it's going to be the wrong one or have to change this or that. I'm going to get ready for it.
Number 2.
Ariana Grande is doing what she can to help animals. The singer just shared on social media that she is launching a nonprofit animal rescue called Orange Twins Rescue in Los Angeles. She said in a post, "We are so happy, proud, and excited for our site coming soon. The organization's Instagram page already has 54,000 followers. And this doesn't come as a surprise because Ariana has always been known as an animal lover. She actually has 10 rescue dogs of her own.
10?
10. Yes.
She had 10 dogs.
Yes, she does. And she has a pig. Yep.
What a mercy. Mm-hmm. Anybody listening right now got 10 dogs? Because, like, what do you do with your house?
I know.
Like, how do you live?
I know.
I got one Chihuahua. She's 5 pounds.
And yesterday, Kramer was like, I said, why don't you bring Kiki to work? And
this
man goes, it's so hard getting her ready in the morning.
You don't even know.
I gotta get her up. I said, Kiki, it's 5 pounds.
Take her places.
What
it's
are
just
you
so
talking
much work.
About?
Who listening has got 10 dogs in their house or more right now? 410-583-1065. I don't think we'll get a call, but let's try. 410-583-1065.
Number one.
After months of delays, the Friends reunion special is finally actually happening. According to original cast member Matthew Perry, the special is now scheduled to start shooting in March of 2021. It was originally supposed to film back in March of this year with a live audience. However, those plans were changed when the pandemic shut down almost every production across the country. The entire original cast is set to star in the special, and the plan is to film the special on the original Friends soundstage, Stage 24, on the Warner Brothers studio lot in Burbank, California.
So is this the, like, this is a special. It's not like a new series, right?
Right, no, not a new series.
Yeah.
Just an actual
I'm okay
special.
With it. I'm good with it. It's just these reboots of the series that I'm starting to get kind of mad
about.
Yeah,
but this will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
You know, I think what we should try to do this morning is actually set a record. Jess just told us in the Baltimore top three that Ariana Grande has how many dogs?
10 rescued dogs and also a pig. So I guess total like 11 animals.
11 animals in her household.
Yeah.
So I thought what we should do today is let's set a Maryland record for number of pets in a household. Because I don't know, past like two?
That's a lot.
What do you do?
Yeah.
How do you handle all of that?
Yeah.
If you want to try to get in on this competition, you think you've got the most pets in your household, 410-583-1065. Good morning, Michelle. Michelle, oh, there you are. Hi, Michelle.
Yes, sir.
You have how many dogs?
I have six.
Six dogs in your house. How do you manage that?
How's that going?
I have actually a good husband and a good son that loves animals just as much as I do. Three are rescues.
That's beautiful, by the way. Feeding time? I'm just trying to think of the logistics of having six different dogs.
Yeah, where do they sleep?
Four are in the bed with me. So thank goodness we have a big bed.
Yeah, where's your husband sleep?
One stays with my son. Aww. Feeding time does get a little tricky sometimes.
Yeah, no, I bet. Does your husband sleep in the bed too, or did you kick him off?
Yeah.
No, he's somewhere else. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. You're like, I got four dogs. I ain't got room for nobody else in this bed.
Yeah, get out.
That's right.
Michelle, what city do you live, Michelle?
I live in Brooklyn Park.
So we're going to say, as of right now, Michelle from Brooklyn Park
is number one.
The Maryland record for most pets in a household.
Yes.
If you want to take on that, 410-583-1065. If not, we're just going to award it to her. I just don't know what you do. Six animals running
so
around
fun.
Your house. Husband ain't even got space in his bed no more. Call us up. In the Baltimore top three, Jess told us that Ariana Grande has
10 rescued animals.
Yes. And
I
then,
mean, 10 rescued dogs and then also a pig.
She has 11 animals in her household. So we thought we'd try to set a record this morning to figure out who in Maryland, we'll take the whole state on, has got the most pets in their household. We're gonna change her name to Susan. Susan, I'm actually gonna put you in the voice disguiser too, because Susan, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, is a little nervous about coming on. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Susan, why are you so nervous about coming on?
Just because I'm only supposed to have a certain amount of dogs in the household where I live.
Okay. we got you super anonymous right now. Okay, how many pets, wing, wing, nudge, nudge, Susan, do you have in your household?
I have 11 dogs and one cat.
11 dogs and one cat.
Wait, how is that cat doing? Like, what?
Well, actually, two of my dogs play with the cat, so that's fun. Oh, the other ones just play to her. Yeah, all my dogs are great.
How does that start, by the way? Because you're getting near addiction.
Well, I started with three dogs and I just rescue them, so I get them from all over, like the United States, which is kind of cool.
Well, that's cool.
I'm not allowed to feed them. My husband feeds them because they go crazy when I feed them. So
yeah, no, I
my
bet.
Husband has like My husband has the bowls everywhere, and he knows what to do.
How many, how much do you think you spend in pet food every month?
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, I don't even know.
Yeah, don't
even think about the vet bills.
I didn't even think about, like, vet bills. I think we're going to... No, excuse me. I thought we were going to give it to her, but we are not. We actually have somebody else trying to set the record over here. This is Jess. Jess from Pasadena. Yep. Good morning.
Hi.
I think you're going to set the Maryland record for most pets in a household. And you have how many?
We have 23 animals.
23 yeah.
Wait, okay.
Animals.
What do you have and how is this going?
So we have 9 cats, 4 dogs, 6 ducks, 2 goats, 2 rabbits, and 9 cats.
Tell me all of their names. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have that much time left in the show.
Yeah, how does that even happen?
So I'm into animal rescue, and over the years, I actually got divorced because my ex-husband didn't love animals.
Oh.
So my new husband's totally on board with it.
That's how you know it's real.
That's
to
how
me.
You know it's real love.
Okay, hang
so,
on.
Yeah, no, it's
I
amazing.
Need, I'm sorry. I got to break down that relationship issue really quick.
Yes, that's so good.
You're married to a guy for how long?
So I was married for 3 years.
Okay.
We were together for 7.
He doesn't like pets?
He doesn't. He had, like, issues with my cat. He didn't like them.
He kicked him to the curb.
And they didn't get along. Yeah. That was a sign.
You said,
yeah, it
must,
was like, you got to go, bud.
Must love dogs.
Uh-huh.
And so from your divorce, how many pets did you have when you were divorced? Any?
I only had 11 back then.
Only 11. Oh, okay, only okay, 11.
Okay, okay.
You meet some new guy. He's just as pet crazy as you are. Now you guys have 23 animals in your household.
Yeah, it's love. It's great. Aww. They all get along, too. And it's the best thing. Like, the dogs, they don't chase the rabbits or go after the ducks. They all just coexist happily. And we have big dogs. We have a husky. We have a pit bull. We have... a German Shepherd, and then some mutt from Texas. So,
Jess, I'm looking over the leaderboard right now to make sure. Nope, the winner today is going to be Jess from Pasadena. She's going to hold the record for most pets in a Maryland household. Jess from Pasadena is our winner today.
Yes. Free family in Maryland.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. It's Happy Friday.
Bye.
That's the coolest thing ever.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, meeting a woman, right? Let's say you're on a first date, and she's like... I gotta be honest, I'm into pets. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
you got 1, 2, 3.
Nah, 23.
You're like, wow.
Take it or leave it, bud.
That is a lot. Ravens Flock Line on Mix before 9 this morning. Hang on.
Kramer and Jess.
Find him on social at Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Mix 106.5. We're going to check the Ravens Flock Line with Kramer and Jess here in about, we'll say before 9. Give us about 10 minutes and we're going to get on that. Okay, the Ravens Flock Line is for anybody wearing purple today.
Mm-hmm.
We got a big game coming up and Jess is like, not as big as it's been previous years. Not as big as the Patriots, not as good as they used to be. It doesn't matter though, Jessica. It's the principle, the fact that you got to get on the Flock Line this morning. Okay?
Yes, that is right.
So what we do is we give you a phone number on Friday. Say call if you're a part of just the Ravens Nation over here, baby, and you're ready to go. 877-9-RAVENS. 877-9-RAVENS. Give me an example of what a voicemail might sound like. Come up here in a couple minutes.
So you can like get your phone like beep, boop, boop, beep, 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 and call in and just be like, Ravens, I love you. Let's go. Sunday, we got this. Rain or shine, you can count on me always.
There you go.
Like
something just like that. 877-9-RAVENS. Young, old, doesn't matter. Let's get you on here in just a couple seconds. Melissa from Towson. Good morning.
Hi, guys. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
We love you.
So great to be on.
No, we're glad to have you on. What's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Jess, what happened with your cable guy friend?
Oh,
like, what's up?
Yeah.
Good question. Mm-hmm. Let me give a backstory on this for those that don't know what's going on. So when we, shortly after we came onto Mix, what was it, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Jess had said that she was wondering if it was weird because you wanted to befriend your cable guy.
Yeah, so we had just moved into our apartment in Towson. We're probably neighbors, but yeah, we had just moved in there and we had a cable guy, you know, install whatever. And we had spent, my boyfriend Garage Boy and I, we had spent probably like 2 hours with him.
Yeah.
And we just had very fun, easygoing conversation. He's around our age and we got along super well. And I wasn't sure if it would have been weird if I asked if like he wanted to hang out with us, because obviously we're trying to meet new people and obviously we're trying to make, you know, new friends and everything like that. And I wasn't sure. So we brought it to the air. I talked about it. And then we had a listener text text in. All I said was Chris, the cable guy from PA. And
well, we didn't even know he's from Pennsylvania at first, did we?
No, I had mentioned that. And she texted us, and I guess he apparently used to be, like, they dated in high school. She knew who he was. I got his number. And yeah.
So I guess the question is, I've been wondering too, did you guys ever actually meet up?
So we're actually going to hang out this weekend on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Because after that exchange, I wasn't sure. I think a lot of us, and Melissa, I don't know if you're the same way, but I kind of felt like, I don't know if this is like a radio bit where like you'll never actually end up meeting up with him.
No, because we were going to hang out that weekend, but my parents happened to be in town.
Right.
He had stuff going on, and then we just kind of had, our schedules just haven't been lining up. And
right.
then so on Sunday, we're going to hang out.
Do you guys have plans of exactly what you're going to do?
Obviously, depending on like the weather and stuff, we just kind of want to go somewhere outdoors and maybe grab a beer or something.
Wow.
But just like, yeah, we're excited.
Melissa, does this sound weird to you? Like, it's just, she's just.
Weird? I mean, I think at first it sounds weird, but then when you think about it, and it's like the older you get, honestly, the harder it is to like make buddies.
You know,
out of college, and you know, you only know people really from school and work.
Right.
So
no, you're right.
I think when you meet somebody and you hit it off and you have like the same sense of humor, you just kind of want to, you know, like
explore that
connection going.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you afraid it's going to be weird? Because the only common theme you guys have was he installed your cable.
I don't know. The reason why I'm just so down to do it is because what more, like, if it was going to be weird, it already would have been weird. Like, it, I feel like we would have felt awkward when he's in our house installing cable.
Okay.
But because it felt like we were just hanging out and he was already just like our buddy just happened to be doing something, which was installing our cable. I feel like when we hang out, it'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Melissa, what we'll do is we'll come back here on Monday and we'll kind of hear, like, was this a true friendship made in heaven over here, or was it just completely weird?
Yeah, and I mean, hey, if he's cute and you guys want to like have a double date, I mean, you know, I'm around.
So. Okay. That's cool.
I see what's happening here. We don't know if he's single, do we? Do we know if he's single?
We don't know, but I'll find out and I'll let you know.
Hey,
girl.
Thank you.
Okay, so Monday we'll come back at the same time. We'll get an update with Chris. Sound good, Melissa?
Sounds good. I love it.
It's up in like 5 minutes here on Mix 106.5. Do you really have no idea what Friday the 13th is?
I don't. Ew, I don't. I don't know why it's a thing.
Have you ever like heard of the movie Friday the 13th? Or no, that's not even.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe that's why I don't know, because you know I don't do scary things.
That's true. It's a very popular horror movie. I don't know why the day is so suspicious. Today, by the way, is Friday the 13th in 2020, so I expect the worst today.
Hey!
I don't know how, I probably should have done a little research on that. I don't know why Friday the 13th is so superstitious.
Exactly.
Like, why that's become, like, such a thing. I do know there's a brand new survey out this morning that 29% of people here in Baltimore believe that they have been injured because they don't follow superstitions that they should have. It's almost a third of people in the city think that. Do you mean give you a couple things that they...
what happened to them?
The superstitions that people believe in. And tell me if you feel this way, okay?
Okay.
Number 5 is not opening umbrellas indoors. Are you weird about that?
Yes, but I don't know why. I hate stuff like that. It's like, why though?
Number 4 superstition people in Baltimore believe is it's saying bless you when someone sneezes. You got to say it, because if not, I think the devil gets you or something.
What?
I don't know.
Also, it's just nice.
Number 3 superstition in the city is crossing your fingers. You better cross your fingers.
Why? When you lie?
Like fingers crossed. Good luck.
Okay.
Because if not, if you didn't keep your fingers crossed, good luck's not going to happen.
Okay.
Knock on wood's number 2.
Yes, I do that for some reason.
Knock on wood. The number 1 thing that people in Baltimore say that they are most superstitious about, and I don't even know why this is a thing, but it freaks me out too.
Hmm.
Avoiding walking under a ladder.
I mean, that's just smart.
62% of people say they would never do it. They're too scared of the outcome of that.
Do you ever hold your breath when you're driving under a bridge?
Or past a cemetery. Not under a bridge. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Oh.
What do you do if you hit a tunnel?
I don't know.
Then you're really in trouble. You're going to pass out.
I don't know. Like, who comes up with these things?
Jessica, don't ask a lot of questions about Friday the 13th. It's one of those things that no one knows the answers. But just know it's out there.
Fine.
And the Ravens Flock line is up next on Mix 106.5. You love the Ravens, and you better be picking up your phone right now and calling 877-9-RAVENS, because the Flock line starts right now.
Hey.
And just spell today.
Hey.
Well, then what? Then what?
N. S. Ravens.
Two out of three times Jess messes up how to spell Ravens. That's fine.
I don't know why. I know how to spell.
Friday, man. It's Friday. It's Purple Friday in the city. And we've started this thing called the Ravens Flock Line. Proud to you, by the way.
Yes.
We just realized that in 2020, the team's going to need a little more support than years before. They don't have people in the stands. They don't have cheerleaders.
They need us more than ever.
All they got is the most diehard fans that live in a city that there ever was, right? So what we decided to do Fridays is turn this into like an on-air pep rally.
Yes.
And we turned to you and said, listen, if you're a true Ravens fan, then like call up the Flock Line, 877-9-RAVENS, 877-9-RAVENS. Leave a message and just cheer the team on.
It's also your chance to be a part of the show and be a radio star, so call in.
I feel like what we're lacking today, and which this should be a pretty easy one to talk trash on, but since we're playing the Patriots, I feel like there should be some more smack talk going on.
It's like our favorite thing to do.
If you're a good smack talker,
you know
what we're talking about. You know, you're the one that always talks S in the group. You know what I mean?
We want you to call in.
877-9-RAVENS. 877-9-RAVENS.
Let's love the Ravens.
There you go. That's all it takes, right?
Yes.
This is Julia and Christina, practice med specialist in Tales of Maryland. And go Ravens.
I feel like they're at work. I feel like they were at work hiding, trying to whisper.
Not supposed to call.
You guys are the best.
Like, don't say anything. Let's just pick up the phone.
Just whisper it.
Dang it, Julie.
Because it's Friday. I know we have to look like we're paying attention, but we're not.
And we're so excited for the game.
Yeah.
877-9-RAVENS.
Hi, guys. My name is Angie. I'm the newly Mrs. Woodard. Me and my husband both love you guys so much. This Sunday is going to be a good one. Go Ravens! We love you.
There you go.
We love you too, Angie.
My name's Joe, and my wife's name's Tina, and we say, let's go, Ravens!
It's my favorite one today.
It's so fun.
It starts so calm and then just ramps up.
Yeah.
You know, our buddy Priestley from the afternoon show, he's always calling in at least once a week. And I'd say this, and I'll challenge anybody in the city to have a better Flock Line call than Priestley from the afternoon show.
Yes.
This guy is pumped.
What's up? Let's go, Ravens! Welcome from the Priestley Family Studio, Parker Nation of the Lights! For more, you got this. Come on, boys. I don't even know. Is Ingram coming back yet? We need Ingram back on the field. Let's go, Ravens! You can do this. Patriots, get him out of here! Just make sure the balls are inflated extra big. Oh, wait, he's not even quarterback for that team anymore. Anyway, let's go, Ravens!
I love shade calls. They're my favorite ones.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.